Hey fam, happy Saturday. Hope y'all are doing well. Listen up, I wanted to tell y'all a quick little story time last night. So on my way home after my little hustle and flow, y'all know I be doing Uber out here still. I know it's sad, it's 2025, but you know I gotta do what I gotta do, okay? And it's just a side hustle, okay? That is not my main gig. Anywho, I stopped at the car wash and I was cleaning out my car and I wanted to disinfect my seats because after every passenger, I make sure that my car is highly disinfected with Lysol and Febreze. So anyway, as I'm spraying down my car, I see my phone lit up and it flashed a light, like a notification came on my phone. I thought somebody texted me or, you know, posted something on social media because I get those notifications too. No, lo and behold, y'all, I had a notification that scared the bejesus out of me. And it literally said, there are AirPods nearby your location. And I said, what the? I said, oh, hell no. So basically, that was a notification coming directly from Apple, letting me know that somebody was trying to track the location of their AirPods that they happened to have left in my car. So I'm over here zooming on the little map, trying to figure out where these AirPods are, because it didn't show me, you know, the exact location. I just saw like two little pinpoint dots on the map showing how close it was to my car. And I said, I bet somebody left their AirPods in my car somewhere, because I didn't see them when I was spraying down my car. So then I clicked on the button that said play this sound to ping the AirPods to see if you can hear them. So I did. Lo and behold, I heard a very small, faint beep beep. And lo and behold, there they were in its case underneath the back seat. And I'm not talking about on the floorboard. I'm not talking about like stuck in between the seats. I'm like literally saying like it was stuck between the door and between the back seat. I just didn't happen to see it. So I pulled it out of the little corner by the door handle in the back seat. And it happens sometimes, but not all the time, that people will leave something. Like I've seen people, you know, from the bars when I used to do like bar runs and pick up drunk people, and a chick will leave like a chapstick or a lipstick or a little bottle of perfume, and that don't bother me. I try to give it back, but then they'd be like, oh, you can keep it, we don't want it, whatever. No, not these people. So whoever left their AirPods, I said, okay, let me do some homework, let me do some research, let me use my brain, let me see the first time that these AirPods appeared on this tracker. And let me see the last time they pinged it. So I looked at the different time frames. The first time it said it was seen was like 4:47 p.m. I said, oh, that's got to be the last person I dropped off. It's got to be them old crackheads that I dropped off. It was a couple of meth head white dudes I picked up from a hotel and dropped off at Walmart. And it said the last time it was pinged was 10 o'clock, which was the time I was cleaning out my car. So then I said, okay, they're not too far from here. Let me just go drop it off at the hotel front desk. And as soon as I drop it off, I'll just text them on the Uber app and say, hey, I found something, you know, you may have left. There you go. So when I gave it to the lady at the front desk, I went ahead and went on the Uber app. And I sent the message saying lost and found. Uber said they notified the rider. And then it also said you have the option to either share your phone number or you could call them to get a hold of them to get their item that they may have lost in your car. So I called them. I said, hey, is this Chris? Yeah, this is the Uber driver. I believe you left your AirPods in my car. Somebody was trying to track them just now. I saw a notification on my phone. And they were in the back seat. And he was like, oh, honey, those aren't mine. I said, what? He was like, I said, what about your friend that was with you? He don't have no AirPods. Those aren't ours. But thank you anyway. I said, wait a minute. Hold on. I know you fucking lying. So then I hung up the phone and I said, who else would have left a brand new set, by the way, of AirPods in my back seat and not noticed that they were there? I only have 4 rides, by the way. I wasn't out all damn night. I only spent 4 rides across the city. And I looked at each time frame that I picked up. Thank God I can go back to each Uber activity and look at the different time frames I picked up and dropped off people. And the first one I picked up was 2:33. I said, it can't be them. Because whenever these AirPods were activated, it's at 4:47. So it had to be the last person, which I thought. And then the second one said like 3-something. It wasn't that person. The third one said like 3:45 or 4 o'clock. And I said, it's either going to be that Indian man I picked up or that white girl I picked up. And I said, I'm not tracking either one of them. I'm not even going to attempt to call them back because you know why? If they can track the location of their AirPods, they can go ahead and get them damn selves, okay? Because I'm going to tell y'all, Apple is nothing to be fucked with, and you got to be very careful when people leave any type of Apple device, especially in your car. They can literally see it in real time as it's moving where their AirPods are. Like, it doesn't matter how far you are. You could be in a 100-mile radius in a whole nother city. They will see it on the map in real time where you're moving with their AirPods or whatever device. And this is an easy way for traffickers to smuggle and find your location, because some people will purposely do it. They will purposely leave a device behind to see where you're going, to see where you live and all this other shit. And the paranoia in me told me, get that shit out the car now. Cause I was going to hold on to them in case someone did, you know, call me back or whatever through Uber. But something in my spirit said, no, get rid of these damn AirPods because you don't know who left them here. You don't know what their intention is. And if they really want them that bad, all they got to do is ping the last location to see where it's at on the map, because it'll show you the cross streets, the side streets, everything on that map, wherever they are. And all they have to do is go and zoom in on the map and see what business is nearby. And then boom, they'll find them. So I just said, I'll just let the hotel lady keep them at the front desk and call it a day. If you want them, you go get them. I'm not bringing them to you. It was already after 10 o'clock at night. I was tired. I wasn't feeling too well. My sinuses were acting up. They're still acting up now, as you can tell. And I was over. I was ready to go home. So, yeah. Moral of the story. Don't ignore any type of phone notification, especially if you have an iPhone. Because you don't know who's tracking your location if they leave a device behind. But yeah, I just wanted to share that quick story time with you guys. Be mindful of the things around you, especially if it has something to do with an iPhone. Because AirTags, AirBuds, whatever, Beats by Dre, because that's ran by Apple. It don't matter if it's as little as an Apple Watch. They can track it everywhere in real time, okay? But if you have an Android, y'all don't have that problem. Y'all just suck. But anyway, I'll talk to y'all next time. Peace.